talking with the Lieutenant Governor, Todd Lamb. Lieutenant Governor, you had quite a bit of give and take with the group here today, Farm Bureau, and a couple of times education comes up. Everybody's trying to figure out, do we need more money? How do we get it?
Well, education is extremely important. I mean, that's just stating the obvious. There's some debate out there like so-and-so is against public education. I mean, who would be against public education or education in general? Education is very important. You know, what I mentioned today was talking about the funding and the appropriations going toward education, gets inside the classroom so the teacher sees it, realizes it through a teacher pay raise, so the students see it. I'm married to a classroom teacher. I mentioned that to the Farm Bureau group today as well. So I went to McKinley Grade School, Waller Junior High, and Enid High. I love our teachers. I love our schools. And there are some real challenges in education, but nothing that we can't overcome and fix. But it's going to have to be a rigorous, healthy debate and discussion with all those involved.
And you were indicating maybe more control locally.
Well, I always favor local control because, as you just heard, and for your listeners, there were a couple of school board members in the room today. And the point I made, your local mascot. There are 149 legislators. I guarantee you they all don't know your local mascot. What's the point in that? The point is you care more about your school because you live there. You know more about your school because you live there. You know the principal's name. You know the superintendent's name. You know the secretary to the principal's name. You have an intimate knowledge, local school boards do, an intimate knowledge of their schools. So why not give them more control and autonomy to make big decisions?
With the budget hole that's there, I know you've been part and parcel of some of that conversation. What do we do? Is there a way to find more money, or do we just try to cut programs?
Well, there's no money tree at the state capitol. I've had an office here for a while. You've been in the capitol many times. There's no money tree on the front lawn or south lawn. So as I've suggested, and this is a conversation, nobody has a budget on a piece of paper with all the dollar signs adding up to the exact number the Board of Equalization certified. So the budget is a conversation, as you well know, between now and the end of May. Conversation needs to include continuing to streamline government, because a lot of even agencies have had private conversations with me, and members on boards and commissions have had private conversations with me. There's still more streamlining to do in government. And the other big one is a real intense examination of our tax credits and our tax incentives. If it's producing and helping, keep it. And then asking, how can we expand it at the right time? If it's not producing, if it's not helping Oklahoma, why would we have it on the books and use taxpayer money for something that's not working?
Next step for you, are you continue to explore the possibility of running for governor?
Well, I get asked about that probably almost daily, getting a lot of encouragement and support. I don't think it surprises anybody. We're leaning in that direction. We're leaning very heavily in that direction. I have my wife's permission. Been married 21 years. I have my wife's permission to run for governor. You'll hear more about public statements on that in the future.